Yeah, it's raining.
Oh, man, it's beautiful.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You know what is more fun, besides the rain, which I just couldn't love more, than starting off a week, starting off a day at work with your coworker asking you for a favor?
What?
I need a ride home, dude. Can you drop me off at home tonight by any chance?
Yeah, sure. I'm going by your place.
That's right. Yeah, it's only 60 miles out of the way. It's not too far south in the rain. Just sold
Did you
my
have
car.
To walk here? Oh.
I just sold it downstairs. You know that John Clay Wolf, the gimmethevin.com that we do on Saturdays here, that show? I was like, I want to sell my car. I want to get a new one. And I went through the process, and he wasn't. It's true. It's I could have been in my underwear. It was so easy. It was crazy easy.
It would have been weird if you were in your underwear.
I really wanted to be.
Yeah.
I was really tempted
just to test it.
Guy said that they say that all the time to him. Yeah, I was actually in my underwear when I sold the car. But it was insanely easy. Of course, now I don't have a car.
Now you don't have a car.
Yeah.
Well, that's a shame.
So can you pick me up tomorrow?
Let's see how today goes.
I won't be in my underwear, don't worry.
Let's just see.
But I don't know what that means exactly, if you know what I take my meaning.
No. Forgive Me Five.
Yeah, I'm figuring rain songs.
Songs about rain.
Yeah, why not? Well, that's a good reason.
We have one American dollar on the way.
I'm going to win a buck.
You're driving in the rain pet peeves.
Oh, there's a list of those.
I had one today. Happened to me today.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Why are you dumb?
Am I going to be frightened riding in your car? I don't think I've ever ridden in your car before.
No.
I don't think I've ever
Just
been
don't get
in
handsy.
Good luck with that.
Who's naked now? Speaking of which, what's up with Florida on the way?
Nice.
And we have tickets for the Black Crowes in concert and the Helpful Honda Rock Room.
That's right. We'll get you into our show, and we'll also get you in to see them. Those tickets, by the way, on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. for the show they're doing at the Greek Theater on April 12th. But we'll get you into both sometime between now and 4, and again between 5 and 6.
On 95.5 KLOS. Management therapist in Florida was charged with murdering a man and stuffing him in the trunk of his car.
That is not funny, and yet it's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
An anger management therapist.
Yep.
Went bananas.
Mm-hmm. He specializes in anger management. He got his degree in psychologist. He got his master's in psychology. And he started his own practice.
I wonder if they have classes, you know, when they're going through that whole process of, okay, sometimes some of these people, what about Bob? Are going to just piss you off to no end.
Right.
How do you deal with that? You kill him!
That seems important. he was arrested after police responded Thursday morning to a call about a suspicious incident at his home. He came back about 10 minutes later and the police picked him up. And he had apparently threatened all of the neighbors to not call the police.
But really?
One guy did. Here's the report.
What we've gathered at this point, there was an ongoing dispute between the two of those people.
While speaking with investigators, a witness recalled hearing several gunshots before observing McBride point a gun downwards toward the victim and fire several more shots at close range. That same witness says they saw McBride drag the victim's lifeless body across a road and out of view.
If he was,
anger management therapist.
He was probably the happiest moment of his life right then.
Could be.
Detectives would later find the body near McBride's therapy business on New York Avenue.
Dude, see anywhere else. Not right next to your business. Not saying, yeah, you know what? I lost it. Here's proof.
Right.
This guy
Why
is
would you
proof.
Put him near your business?
Anywhere else.
All right, continue.
The body of the deceased victim was found inside the car of our suspect.
We also looked into his criminal record and found that in 2017, he was accused of strangling a relative because of the way they were handling one of his dogs.
I almost can see that. You got to be good with the dog or you might be in trouble.
Yeah, agreed.
And, you know,
he ended up avoiding conviction and jail time because he took some counseling for about 6 months.
The counselor took some counseling?
Yeah. He wasn't a counselor yet.
I had a really good friend who is a very, you know, Jed the Fish is an odd fellow.
Yeah.
This guy's much, 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 much stranger. And he pissed
That's
off
hard to believe.
His therapist, who was also my therapist, so much that he said this guy was, this is a really professional guy. Sit there to help you with your problems. Taking books off the shelf and throwing them at his feet. Well, what about that one? Have you read that one yet? How about that one?
Oh, my God.
As a therapist, you know,
that's pretty
great. Drive you pretty crazy.
You do forget that they're people.
Yes, exactly.
And in this case, they're people in Florida. I feel like people who run marathons have a little something screw loose. There's a little something wrong there.
You know, I have a very, very, very good friend. She's run the LA Marathon the last 20 years.
Really?
Yeah. And she says basically it's her way of getting out there and having time where she can just, she's a mom of three, you know, and think and just clear her head. And
she
just
has to run 26.2 miles to
yeah,
get that?
Yes. Wow. And all the you know, months of training every year she's out there running.
I feel like people who marathon are in great shape all year round because they have to train and run and eat properly and do all the things.
We call her a fat cow on a regular basis.
Because she's not?
Because she couldn't be less of a fat cow.
Chinese marathon runner disqualified for chain smoking through the entire race.
Now there you go. I love that dude. Why is he disqualified? Why can't you chain smoke?
A man named Uncle Chen.
Yeah, I love him.
Recently completed a marathon in China while chain smoking.
This dude rules. That's my hero. He should get a medal.
Apparently, he got disqualified for smoking on the track. The marathon committee issued a statement, uncivilized behavior from runners such as open defecation, smoking, or trampling on flower beds that affect the race and the safety of others will result in disqualification.
Wow. What a weird combo plate of misbehavior.
Right?
So defecating, I get that.
Sure.
It's not nice to stamp on people's flowers.
Right.
But then throw in smoking?
Yeah, I don't understand. I think they wrote it just for him because he's done it before. And I think they tried to get him to stop doing.
Uncle Dude's too cool, man.
The guy, Uncle Chen, is 52 years old.
Oh, this guy's my hero.
He ran a marathon in 3 hours and 33 minutes.
Wow.
Which, if you know marathons, is fast.
Yes, it's not bad. That's pretty good.
And was chain smoking the whole time.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, kids don't smoke. But, you know, the ones who do, the older folk, of course, he's younger than me.
He's 52.
He's a baby.
But he's running marathons with a cigarette hanging out his mouth.
And they're all getting up in his face. How dare they?
Yes.
This guy's a hero.
They should give him a
national treasure. Yes. And a pack of smoke.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I can't believe how many songs talk about rain. We just played, what did we play before you two a little bit ago? And they were talking about rain. Oh, and Journey. Journey's standing in the rain, and then he's talking about rain there.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
That's why we're doing it for Give Me Five.
And what do you want to talk about right
now? I wanted to talk about, first of all, tailgating, but second of all, tailgating in the rain.
You mean partying? Woo, I'm going to go tailgating, man. Woo, draw.
I mean, somebody behind me that's driving way too close.
Oh, you mean old school
tailgating.
And
it's worse in the rain.
Of course, because they're going to slam into you because they don't realize the road is insanely slippery.
So if something happens to me, it happens from both sides.
That's right.
And that drives me crazy.
Then you're going to smash into the car in front of you, which will smash into the car in front of it, which will smash into the car in front of that.
All of a sudden, you're stuck on the freeway in a 300-car pileup. All because the guy behind me had to drive too close.
I'm so stupid.
It drives me so crazy. Drives me crazy normally.
Right.
But when it's raining, it's like, dude, give it a little space.
By the way, it drives you crazy-er.
Yes. Give it a little more space in the rain. It's not that hard to make small adjustments.
Right.
When it's raining, give it a little more space.
That's right, because you're not going to stop nearly as fast, no matter what.
Right.
The road is unbelievably oily, and now
it's
water on it.
That's not difficult to understand.
No. Yeah, so that's your pet peeve about people driving in the rain?
Yes.
You know, it's kind of funny. I almost have the opposite of that. I mean, I never like it when people are going slow on the freeway, but, you know, it's understandable in the rain you're going to go a little slower. But if you're going to go 5...
Yeah, same.
...because you're terrified...
Yes.
...get off the freeway! Just take a surface street. Go ahead, then you can go nice and slow.
Either of those extremes are stupid.
Hate it.
So we're going to take your calls on your pet peeves when driving in the rain. 818-955-KLOS.
You know another thing I hate about driving in the rain?
What?
The windshield wipers, because they're always squeaky.
Somebody on Reddit said, when I can't find the right speed of windshield wipers, one click down is too slow, one click up is way too fast.
There you go, yeah. And they squeak.
They do that, yes. They do.
It never goes with a song either, ever.
That bit of crud under the wiper blade that leaves a wet line right in the center of your vision.
Yes, what was that at one time?
People on Reddit agree with you.
Bird poop, I guess.
Seemingly others forget how to drive.
Oh, man, they forget.
People driving 5 miles per hour in a light shower with their hazards on.
Yes!
If you're too scared to be on the freeway and drive safely, but...
Right.
5 miles an hour is also not safe.
I take it down from 80 you know, to in the rain. Right about there. Right,
sure.
You know, I'm a really good driver, so that's okay.
That's what everybody says.
But when you get down to 5 miles an hour, when you're just really crawling.
Cause you really can tell when everybody's flying by you.
Yes.
You can get a sense that you're going too slow.
Yes.
Just based on that.
Just go ahead and pull off next exit, you know, have Siri tell you how to get there.
Right.
And you're good to go.
Or if it's too far, just pull over and have a meal, but get out of our way.
Get out of our way.
818-955-KLOS. We're talking about your pet peeves about driving in the rain. We're talking about your pet peeves while driving in the rain. You have one?
People drive too damn fast.
Yeah, that is annoying.
That's true, too.
Yep, absolutely. But not going 5. They need to not go 5.
Right, they need to not go 95.
Right.
And not go 5.
No, they don't need to go 105.
Right, agreed.
I mean, the streets are wet, slippery, and cars are overturning and flipping over and stuff.
And it's awesome to watch on TV, but in real life. Hazard. Yeah, there you go.
But here, no.
Yes, exactly. Thanks for calling, man. I was going to say chips, but there you go.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, calling about our driving in the rain.
Yes, pet peeves.
Cannot stand when people are, whether it's a school line or a parking lot, and they take forever to navigate their coat and their umbrella. Just get in your car.
Yeah, they really do shake it all off, and it's like, I mean, you know, going out like Eskimos.
They do take their time like there's no one else around.
Yes.
I think that's the problem, is people who are driving too slow or too fast or whatever, or waiting outside their car like you're talking about, really just have no idea that there are other people waiting on them.
Other human beings on the planet. Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy.
Totally agree. Thanks. Thank you. 818-955-KLOS.
Your pet peeve about driving in the rain.
You in the fast lane, slow down. Hey. Slippery out there. What are you doing?
You in the slow lane. Speed up.
Yeah. Speed up in the slow rain. What are you doing over there?
Talking about your pet peeves about driving in the rain. What are yours?
Hello, this is Aaron Aardvark. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I used to own a 1970 Porsche 911, and it would have intermittent wipers. And when they would stop wiping, they wouldn't wipe, and they wouldn't stop in the down position. They would just stop and random positions, and it was just kind of comical, so I was just hoping you might possibly find that story amusing.
Definitely. And man, a Porsche, I mean, it should be perfection.
That's so funny. You never know when your vision's going to be blocked.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like Russian roulette.
That's a good one. Thank you, dude.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
How's it going?
Good, thank you. Pet peeves about driving in the rain.
Just happened right now.
Okay, what?
You're driving along, the person in front of you slams on the brakes, then they put the blinker on, and then they turn real slow.
Yeah.
It makes it so much harder when you're driving in the rain, because you're going to slide right up on them, no matter how good you're driving.
Well, I'm not saying I'm driving really great.
Yeah, I understand. I hear you. Thank you for being honest.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, so my pet peeve would be those extra precautious super slow drivers.
Yep.
Look, yeah, listen. I'm a truck driver.
Right.
And if I have to change lanes to overtake you, yeah, you're going a little too slow.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I understand trying to be safe and all, but come on.
Yeah. If a big rig has to go around you, what are you doing? Why are you going 3?
Go on the right lane or, you know, come on.
Yep. It really isn't that hard to figure out be too aggressive and to not be too slow.
Right, just to pay a little attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that hard.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin, it's Paul.
Hey. What are you doing, man?
You know what my pet peeve is?
What's that?
About driving in the rain? When you're on the freeway and you're in Burbank, and you see people driving in the rain on the freeway right there by your station with their windshield wipers not working, and they're looking out of the windows to see.
Do you mean they're putting their head out like a dog?
And they have their dog in the window, too. And so they're fighting for the view while they're driving. What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing. That should be perfect.
That seems good, like good driving to me.
I gotta say, when I had all my ancient cars back in the 70s, 80s, they often had windshield wipers that did not work.
Sure.
I was kind of doing that, sticking my head out. But the dog had to stay in his seat.
You're right.
Thanks for calling, dude.
818-955-KLOS.
Driving in the rain. What are your pet peeves?
Pet peeves?
Pet peeves. We're talking about pet peeves of driving in the rain.
Yes, my pet peeve is I drive a truck for work doing deliveries. People, when you're damn
light was on. Turn the lights on. And stop texting while driving in the rain.
And stop what?
Stop texting while driving in the rain, too.
Stop texting when you're driving all together.
And turn your headlights on. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. It's a law. Wipers on, lights on. I drive a truck. It's hard to see people.
Yeah. And yeah, that's what's crazy. It's like that helps them see you so you don't get squished by a truck.
Right. Thank you, man.
Thanks.
Yep, bye.
Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is Jerry. How you doing, guys?
Good, Jerry. Hope you're not driving.
I am.
Okay. Go ahead.
But I'm not stop.
Okay.
If your wipers are on, your headlights must be on.
That's exactly what the last caller said. That's true.
It is.
And there's a lot of cars that blend in with the color of the road or the background. And next thing you know, you're about to turn or something. Oh, my God, there's a car there. And then it's harder to stop because you didn't see it.
Yep.
So there you go. If you're driving right now and your windshield wipers are on, turn on your lights.
Turn on your headlights.
And as much as they talk about the weather over and over, they should announce it on the news.
Yeah, well, the news is useless. We do it for you.
Exactly. Thank you, guys.
You know, there are certain parts of the country that are colder than others.
Yeah, freezing, horrifying, and L.A. is very cold, too.
Yes, but this is Pittsburgh.
Oh, man.
Where we get Who's Naked Now.
Oh, in Pittsburgh? Who's naked now? That's a bad idea.
Naked now. I checked this story out. I think it was Friday night, and I believe it felt like zero temperature
right
in Pittsburgh.
Wow.
When this happened.
Sure. Major shrinkage.
A naked man was taken into custody inside a downtown Pittsburgh bagel shop Friday.
There's a lot to do in a bagel shop when you're sans clothing and mail.
Hey, toss another one. Officers responded to Brugger's Bagels on Grant Street for reports of a man exposing himself.
Ta-da!
Police received a second call about the man while they were on their way to the shop. I
mean, we really need this guy out of here, man.
Responding officers saw a naked man, later identified as Brandon George, standing in the doorway. So he's still there when the cops got there.
Sans clothing?
Yes.
Ta-da!
Yes. they told him to put his clothes back on.
Come on, man. Put some clothes on,
and
buddy.
He said, okay. Oh, and he bent over and picked up his pants. But didn't put them on.
Ah.
And then he yelled, and I will never understand this as long as I live. So he's naked. He's holding his pants. Yeah. And he yelled, Max Ammo!
In a bagel shop.
Yes.
For no reason.
I don't know if that's like, did he name his wiener? I don't know what that means.
Maybe he hasn't completely discharged his as yet. I don't know.
He's telling people to back up.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, he's being helpful.
Officers said, surprise, surprise, he smelled like alcohol.
Now, there's a shock.
Right?
That's weird.
He also had glossy and bloodshot eyes. So they tried to put him in the police car, and he fought that.
No, he doesn't want to go in a police car.
No, not
that's
naked.
No fun, yeah.
I don't want to go naked in a police car. That's gross.
No, yeah, no kidding.
But, yeah, he was just basically standing in the doorway of a bagel shop.
Ta-da! In Pittsburgh.
Look at me. This is what I got.
When it's zero.
Matt's Ammo. Songs about rain.
Yeah, like 1 hour from right now, songs about rain. I'm thinking Gimme Five is just not going to cover it. We might have to Gimme 15 or something.
All right. Yeah. We're not good at counting.
No.
That's fine.
It's coming up in 1 hour. Be ready for that.
Gimme five songs in a row.
Not sure what it's like where you are, but where we are, the sun is actually shining through.
Yeah, it's kind of...
Even though it's very cloudy.
Starting to set, and it's a beautiful day because of the rain and the sunset and what the hell is going on with U2 USC, however. You know, we put together these little countdowns, and we suggest you to call in and say, hey, how about playing whatever? And sometimes this guy, U2 USC, I like a lot of his stuff.
Yeah.
It's really, really good.
Right.
Do you know what he asked for our rain songs today?
Yeah.
Barry Manilow, I Made It Through the Rain.
Absolutely
not. I don't even know what that song exists. I guess it does.
Listen, just because it has rain in the title doesn't mean we need to play it. Let's try and get good ones.
Barry Manilow? Barry freaking Manilow?
It sounds like you're about to start it, and I don't like that.
I'm going to start Barry Manilow right now. Not. Actually, it's another one he suggested, though, R.E.M. 818-955-KLOS for rain song. I feel bad for Samantha. Samantha hit us up, I believe, on social media and suggested the song that we started. And then for some reason...
We played like 3 seconds of it.
Is that enough for you, Samantha? All right, we're going to try CCR again and see if this time it'll allow us to play the whole thing while we play. play some exciting thunder sound effects. We're not getting any thunder either in real life.
That's true.
I hate that. Absolutely love Shirley Manson.
Same.
Bloody hell, I love her and her garbage pals. It's the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
We are doing Give Me Five songs about rain. What do you got?
Hey, how about the rain song from Zeppelin?
That, I believe... Hold on a second. Checking with the judges. Yeah, I believe that's a must.
Oh, God, you got that right.
Tens across the board.
Who are you?
I'm Kevin.
Kevin?
He's not Kevin. I'm Kevin.
All right.
Dueling Kevins. Fight, fight, fight. As I recall, I think that was like the fourth or fifth song in the concert film, Song Remains the Same.
Yeah, you were just talking about wanting to see that again.
Yeah, I need to see it. Someone suggested the live version. I would love to have thrown that on, but couldn't make it happen. But very good suggestion. Rain songs.
Songs about rain.
Got, I think, a couple of more minutes in a minute. Hello?
Yes, I heard you playing some raining songs.
Yeah.
Rain, yes.
Yeah, can you play Riders on the Storms from the Doors?
I think, you know, I was planning, I think, yes. We'll do that after some exciting commercial messages. We'll definitely do that, yes.
Oh, yeah, I highly appreciate it, man.
We'll get to all 6 hours of it right after the exciting commercial messages.
Oh, I appreciate you, brother.
You bet, man. Fire up a nice, big, fat fatty, and we'll be right back with some Riders on the Storms. Kevin, you were mentioning the perfect way to listen to that song is at home on the couch.
If you're on the couch, and you're high, and you're napping.
That's perfect.
That song is perfect.
I'm so jealous of everybody who's in that situation right now.
Yeah.
I'm jealous of you.
Yeah, agreed.
Very jealous.
UC Irvine students hospitalized after hackers share gory video.
Gory video?
Yes.
Ugh. Hospitalized?
Yes.
Just from watching? So what is it? Clockwork Orange?
No, it's gross. It's like mutilation stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Always it's fun at a party. Right?
You want to see.
Right. So, I one time, you know, if you're the movie Pink Flamingos?
Yeah.
I showed that at a party one time, and these two fairly G-rated gentlemen had never seen anything quite like it. Ended up running out of my front door and vomiting on my front lawn.
No, they didn't.
It's a fact. It's true.
That
ask Darcy about
crazy.
It. Isn't it? Yeah, so they can have some pretty crazy reactions.
Really?
Things. Yeah.
Hackers left some students and instructors at the University of California, Irvine, reportedly vomiting and in tears after they posted gory videos of human and animal mutilation.
Yeah, don't be doing that.
Yeah, no, that's awful.
Yes.
So we thought we'd bring in our IT guy, our specialist.
Oh, Trixie!
Trixie is back for the new year.
Hey, what's up, Trixie?
Hey, Kevin and Sluggo, how you guys doing?
We are good, thank you. Tell us about this story and how likely it is to happen to anyone else.
Yeah, well, this happened on Discord, and I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it's sort of like an online communication platform that allows for instant messaging, text, voice, video calls, whatnot. And, well, pretty much anyone could join Discord, start up their own server. And in this case, UC Irvine did. And it's multiple servers. There's about, I think, 30 servers that were impacted by these spam attackers. And on those 30 servers, about 3,000 users or whatnot. So what happened was it appears that the people behind the spam attack, in which this is called, just posted a bunch of, like you said, these extreme gory pictures. And it sounds like they were targeting trans students, unfortunately.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so they were searching for trans users that were part of these Discord groups. And they were posting alt-right type of verbiage and all these pictures about, like, mutilation, decapitated people, results of, like, bombings overseas.
Right.
Just really, really bad stuff. And like you mentioned, the students began vomiting, and a lot of them ended up in the hospital.
Can't they shut that Discord person down? Or people?
So what they did was, the students there, they grouped together the good old anteaters of UC Irvine. they grouped together and they try to identify who these users were. They found their usernames and they searched all of their Discord servers and pretty much banned them from their Discord group or communication groups that they had.
So they went back to 4chan, is what you're saying.
They went back to 4chan. Well, see, the thing is, if they're only blocking a user name, they could probably just regenerate another user account and rejoin. But I think what happened here also was that there was a lack of authentication and administration as part of these groups, because you usually have to join a group, answer a couple questions, and get approved by an admin or get an invite by somebody.
Right.
So I think what happened was there wasn't a lot of admin work that was done.
Right. Somebody got lazy.
Users were.
Yeah,
exactly. And then one user got in and she invited multiple other people to join the Discord groups. They got approved and they just started spam attacking these groups. And this could really happen to anybody, really, if they're not administrating their Discord servers, because pretty much anyone could join. Anyone could post whatever they want to.
So pay attention. You have to pay attention. That's really the only way.
Yeah, pretty much. You have to pay attention. You have to know who's joining, how they're joining, who invited them, so on and so forth. And like I mentioned, anybody could start up these Discord groups, and a lot of video gamers start them up. And if you start just opening it up to whoever can join your group or your server, then you have the risk of bad apples or whatever you want to call them joining the groups and spamming them and posting just really, really bad content that people don't want to see.
So I understand that basically that whatever was shown in the videos and the pictures is what's going to be done to the guys who were the spammers. Is that right? They're going to track them down and recreate each picture and... No.
Yeah. I would hope so.
I mean, that would be nice.
Or make him chain smoke a marathon.
Yeah, there you go. Right on. Thank you, Trixie.
Thanks, Trixie.
Yep. Anytime, guys.
Take care.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. In Who's Naked Now, a guy in Pittsburgh, where it's balls cold, stood naked in a bagel shop doorway until the police arrived, and then he shouted, "Max Ammo!"
And there was apparently some sort of ring toss game going on with him.
I don't know that was confirmed.
Oh, and by the way, tell our kids what the temperature was.
Zero. Yeah. A Chinese guy ran a marathon in 3 hours and 33 minutes while chain smoking the entire time.
And he has already become my new hero.
He's been disqualified.
Still even more so, my hero.
Calls on driving in the rain, the more the one person called to remind you that if your windshield wipers are on, you need to have your headlights on.
It's the law,
so
kids.
So you can be seen.
All right, I'm off to drive outside in the rain with my windshield wipers and my headlights on.
Excellent. See you tomorrow. Peace out. Oh, you, me?
Yeah, you, man.
Oh, I didn't know.
I don't do it.
I thought you.
No way, I'm too lazy.
The Black Crowes
have
a concert Friday, April 12th at the Greek Theater. Tickets for that are on sale this Friday at 10.
That's going to be awesome.
Plus, you can get two tickets to see the Black Crowes at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room. It is for a live performance on Thursday, February 8th at 1 p.m. One caller gets all that.
Yeah, man. Why?
818-955-KLOS. We will take caller 25. Good luck.
Hey, KLOS, who's this?
Who's this?
Faye Dunaway.
Faye Dunaway. Yes. Hey, this is Johnny Rotten. What's happening, man?
Hey, man. Hold on. Let me check. Is he? No, but, you know, I think Sid Vicious was caller 25.
He is caller 25.
Oh, is he?
Actually,
really?
Yes.
John, you're going to the Black Crowes, buddy.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Not kidding.
Nice.
You got two tickets to see the Black Crowes. They're playing at the Greek Theater on Friday, April 12th. And they're also going to be playing at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room with Marcy and Matt Pinfield Thursday, February 8th at 1 p.m. And you got tickets for both.
Right on.
Hey, John, do you lie about your name to everybody that you call?
Yeah, it depends on who it is.
So, like, if you call 911, my name is Bill. I live in the Antarctic. Yeah, I don't need an ambulance.
Yeah, I don't need an ambulance.
This is pretty ridiculous what we have right now. We have the Black Crowes concert. They are playing April 12th at the Greek Theater. Tickets are on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.
Awesome place to see a show, especially the Black Crowes.
Agreed. Love the outdoor venue. And two tickets to see the Black Crowes at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rocks room at a top secret location. And there's an interview with Marcy and Matt Pinfield, followed by a performance on February 8th at 1 p.m.
You're going to be right in front of the Black Crowes there. They're just going to be feet away from you.
So you'll get both of those if you're caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Tim.
Tim,
you're caller 25.
Awesome.
You got tickets to see the Black Crows on Friday, April 12th at the Greek Theater. Everybody else could buy tickets for that Friday at 10 a.m. on Ticketmaster. And you also got two tickets to see the Black Crows at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room. And that is going to be with Marcy and Matt Pinfield, followed by a live performance on Thursday, February 8th at 1 p.m.
Nice. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Tim, will you promise to throw your panties at the band when they're in the little rock space?
Oh, I just wear Bud.
Perfect. Determined to record the album live and as many mistakes and mess ups and you know, and flaws and stuff as possible. And whatever happened, man, get back. The Beatles moved over to Apple Studios to do that on this day in rock. In 1969, Paul McCartney's Wings Over America album went to number one on this day in rock in 1977.